I roll out of bed, slipping into the nighttime air. My frenzied footsteps crunch across the asphalt. Shit. My stomach hurts. I've got to get something to cool it down. I need a drink. I need Buck's special soda. Just a sip. Just a quick, delicious sip. Buck? Buck! I call out, entering the diner. There's no response, though. Only silence. Wait. No. There's a noise. Someone in the back. Maybe he can't hear me. Hey, Buck, you in here? I step behind the counter, scanning the kitchen. I freeze. My muscles tense. At the far end of the room, the storage closet is cracked open. A long beam of golden light falls through the opening, glittering off the kitchen tiles. There's a weird vibe. Strange sounds waft from the doorway. Buck! My voice lowers, barely a whisper. Part of me knows I should call out, but another part of me is curious. He got weird about the storage closet earlier today. What if I took a peek inside? A glance to satisfy my curiosity. He's probably just peeling potatoes. These noises, though, deep, strained, bodily. Is he lifting weights? I creep on my tiptoes. My heart thumps while wet, guttural noises echo. I'll make this quick. Just gonna peek through the crack. Whoa. What is this? It's like peering into a surreal dream. My eyes struggle to adjust to the dim light of a single flickering bulb. Buck stands on a stepladder, his ripped, hairy body fully nude. Beneath him, a large glass vat stands like a slimy monstrosity. It's filled to the brim with a milky white concoction, thick, fragrant, fresh. The energy drink he fed me. Buck's cola. Empty bottles of herbs are strewn across the dirty floor. The milky potion churns and sways while Buck stirs with an enormous wooden spoon. But that's not all he's doing. Down between his legs, a long, frightening phallus stands erect. His dick is thick and potent, purple veins bulging from the surface. A dense forest of pubic hair rests at the base, sweaty and unshaved. Using his free hand, he jacks his dick with slow, long strokes. The squishy sound of masturbation. Buck's horny, filthy grunts. The sloshing of the cola. I struggle to process the scene. He's jacking off over the vat. He's tainting the beverage. I lean in, squinting. Am I seeing this right? Am I dreaming? My forehead bumps the door, causing the hinges to squeal. Buck looks up. Our eyes meet.
Dennis?
I don't move. Frozen like a deer in the headlights, my mind goes blank. Hey, Buck.
Please, come inside.
My feet carry me into the dark chamber. I should go. I'm sorry.
No, stay.
Buck keeps stirring. He keeps jacking.
You like the cola, right? You should know how it's made.
The secret recipe.
That's right. You know, there's this pervasive idea in society that all men are equal. It sounds nice on paper, but it's not reality.
What do you mean?
Our bodies. They define us. From the moment we're born, our future is already coded into our DNA. Some men are born soft and weak. They're destined to be followers. Some are born strong, born leaders.
I don't understand.
We're animals, Dennis. Our bodies have a chemical profile, pheromones and hormones. They waft through the air, signaling health and reproductive fitness. They influence the mind. When a receptive partner makes contact with the chemicals, it transmits a subliminal message. It wordlessly conveys our status. A man's cum. It's loaded with these chemical markers. It's packed with hormonal residue.
Oh, God, no. Making someone drink it. Bringing them into contact with your body.
Yeah, now you're getting it. Take a sip of cola laced with a man's sperm, and you'll process the unwritten instructions. A way to wordlessly communicate. A way to program the mind.
No, this can't be real! You're fucking nuts, Buck! I stagger back. I'm married! I have a family! I'd never crave a man's... semen! The word drips off my lips like a thick, steamy glob. I feel sick to my stomach. My fingers are so jittery, just like this afternoon. The cravings. No, no, no! My eyes travel down the enormous vat. A knob rests at the base, a slender rubber tube extending beneath. It's coiled beside a crate of empty bottles. It's used for filling the containers. I freeze. My eye twitches. My mind blanks. Knees trembling, I sink to the sticky floor. Buck watches in silence, still stirring, still jacking. A marionette in his puppet show. My limbs move automatically. They carry me across the tiles, my eyes fixated on the tube. No. This is wrong. I should stop. I should wake my family and leave this god-awful place on foot. No. Please, no. I'm so dirty. Broken. Why is this happening? Why are my hands so jittery? My mouth is watery. My stomach is empty. The tube? I can't stop looking at it. It's so humid in here. It smells incredible. Why am I doing this? I can't stop. No, so nasty, so wrong. My quaking fingers grip the rubber hose. They hold it aloft, guiding it to my open mouth. My lips latch around the opening. My eyes glaze over. Reaching forward, I turn the knob. I let the cola flow. The sweet, majestic concoction bubbles through the tube, flowing onto my tongue. My lashes flutter while I suction, gulping the nectar as fast as it flows. I guzzle like a butterfly at the flower. It slips down my throat, wetting the tender walls. So delicious. Sublime. Glug, 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 glug. Buck steps down from the ladder, still fondling his massive cock. He approaches, those heavy balls swinging with each step. He's fertile. Virile. Glug. 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 Glug.
Yeah, just like that.
He crouches, whispering into my ear.
Suckle deep, my little piggy.
Slurp, 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 slurp.
No more resistance. You love my body. You're becoming attached to it.
Slurp, 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 slurp.
The semen of an alpha male. It brings women into a state of submission. Straight men are immune, but lesser beings feel the pull.
Grr!
That's right, Dennis. You've learned something about yourself. I'm sure you felt it your entire life. Admiration for bigger men. Maybe you looked up to them. Maybe you wanted to be them. But deep down, you know the truth. You know what you really want. Shh! Just keep drinking. We both know you can't stop. It's time to let go. The compounds in straight alpha come. They awaken the queer brain, a drug. It's inescapable. Chains tighten around your mind each time you drink from the sacred cock. You feel the compulsion to worship. Good. Deep, slow breathing. Suck and guzzle. Your cock is hard, isn't it? It feels so good to kneel and drink. Your little fag brain tried so hard to repress it, but you're no match for a real man. You bend the knee.
Buck rises, gripping his hard cock.
And I'll reward you. I'll give you something special.
He leans forward, pressing his hairy balls atop my nose. I stay still like a statue, breathing through his wild nest of pubic hair. It filters air like a gas mask. It carries the damp, musty scent of his balls into my lungs. My vision blurs. The room spins. Tasting the hormones, inhaling the pheromones, a wet blanket is being draped over my mind. I'm getting so heavy, so warm and happy.
Ugh.
My stomach is getting full, bloated. Can't stop drinking, though. Feeling all tingly.
Keep breathing. Relax into it. Don't stop.
Buck moves his hips, grinding the underside of his dick against my forehead. I obey, slurping seed while a man humps my face. How did I end up here? Everything has spiraled out of control. My family is sound asleep. They don't know what terrible things are happening. Terrible. Wonderful. My free hand slips between my legs. I rub my hard bulge.
Good. Fondle yourself. Brand this moment into your brain. Accept the forbidden pleasure.
Oh, pulses of ecstasy race down my shaft, flowing into my swelling stomach. Each pump, each swallow, going deeper and deeper. Deeper for Buck, the truck stop owner. My owner. No, that's not right, but ugh, hard to think. What's happening to me?
Up and down, up and down.
The underside of Buck's dick twitches against my face. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.